But getting back to the world news here on Press TV now, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has expressed optimism about North Korea and its upcoming summits with the United States and South Korea. According to a statement by the South Korean government, Abe believes North Korea has big negotiations to make at the summits. The Japanese leader also believes North Korea will not use the summits as an opportunity to buy time over its nuclear and missile issues. South Korea issued a statement following a meeting between its intelligence chief Suhun and Abe in Tokyo. At the meeting, Abe welcomed North Korea's denuclearization talks and called for serious steps in this regard.
It is extremely important that North Korea takes specific steps toward denuclearization, that these words become reality.
The South Korean intelligence chief is in Japan to brief officials there on developments regarding the upcoming summits on North Korea. Another senior South Korean official is in Beijing to brief Chinese officials on the developments. The summits include an April meeting between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Kim also plans to meet U.S. President Donald Trump by the end of May. The summits are part of efforts to ease tensions over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Let's speak to Jennifer Chang, who's joining us via Skype from Seoul. Now, Jennifer, it seems that South Korea is doing all it can to keep all parties to the standoff with North Korea involved as far as the negotiation process is concerned. Tell us a bit more about it.
Well, it's important that Japan be on board from South Korea's point of view, of course. The U.S. is South Korea's strongest ally, and the U.S. insists that a trilateral alliance be maintained between Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. against North Korea. Things could get quite complicated if Japan is not happy with any agreement reached in the upcoming summit in May, at the very latest, between the U.S. President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. One of the things that Abe insisted on is that the abduction issue be resolved and that Japanese nationals whom North Korea admitted to kidnapping and abducting in the 70s and 80s to train as spies be returned. And that could be an issue because Japan also believes that there are more than the 13 claimed by North Korea. Japan believes that that number could be in the hundreds. So this will be quite a contentious issue. If Japan does not agree with any agreement reached between the U.S. and North Korea, along with South Korea, this could complicate the trilateral alliance that the U.S. is insisting be maintained. And so this will be a long, complicated process, not just the U.S. and North Korea, who are, of course, the most important parties in these talks, but also the other countries in the neighborhood, China, Japan, South Korea, and others must also be on board for this deal. And the U.S. President Donald Trump, he's taking a gamble by trusting the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and going ahead with these talks. He says that if he sees any signs of foul play, that North Korea is not trustworthy, is not being someone sincere, that he will pull out of the talks. But as of now, he believes the North Koreans. He wants to go through with these talks. He's optimistic. And he's reached this decision without anybody telling him to do it. No one in the U.S. government. It was entirely Trump's own decision.
Right. Now, Jennifer, as you just said, there is this deficit of trust, a lot of gambling, a lot of a cautious optimism being expressed by officials in the U.S. and in South Korea and even Japan. However, what is at stake here for our viewers who may not have been following this? What is at stake here if these talks fail, if things don't go according to plan, even though despite the overtures being expressed by the North Korean leader here? What can go wrong? What are the stumbling blocks? And if things do go wrong, What do we see coming then?
Well, hopefully things will not go wrong, and most experts do not really believe that things will go wrong, but there are a variety of scenarios that could come out of this, all of which do not look particularly peaceful or free of military conflict or the use of force. The U.S. has said that if its current campaign of maximum pressure and sanctions do not work against North Korea, that it fails to make North Korea give up its nuclear missiles, which can target the U.S. in a very short time, according to U.S. intelligence, then they will resort to a preemptive strike on the North, which could lead to a global conflict, and certainly it could lead to at least a million casualties and deaths here on the Korean Peninsula. It would be a devastating war. And so this is something that no one wants. No nation in the world wants this. So it's in everyone's interest to make these upcoming talks between the North Korean leader and the South Korean president in April and the unprecedented historic summit between the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump in May at the latest work.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on how things develop. Jennifer Chang there, reporting via Skype from Seoul. Jennifer, as always, thanks very much indeed for that detailed update on the situation.